This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 3rd of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel, with warm temperatures gracing Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect for those enjoying outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF is frustrated as Hezbollah finds safe spaces in southern Lebanon, according to Mariv earlier today. The IDF has destroyed a tunnel and found numerous weapons. Also, Iran has presented the U.S. with a three-step plan to move from ceasefire to the end of war, as reported by I-24 News earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports Iran's proposal to the U.S. would freeze enrichment and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, according to Axios. This could aid Trump in peace negotiations with Iran. And finally, Serbia's foreign minister calls the strategic partnership with Israel a historic step forward, as covered by the Jerusalem Post a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based analyst, posted minutes ago about pro-Ukrainian accounts accusing them of overhyping Russian successes. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering conflicts, posted that Hezbollah released footage of a drone strike on an Israeli armored vehicle in southern Lebanon. Ynet Global reports unemployment in Israel has surged to a post-COVID high amid the ongoing war with Iran, with job seekers reaching 396,000. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, Mariv reports that the destruction of a tunnel and the discovery of weapons are part of ongoing efforts against Hezbollah's infrastructure. The IDF's frustration stems from Hezbollah's ability to find secure areas despite military actions. This situation underscores the ongoing tensions in the region. Turning to Iran's proposal to the U.S., reported by I-24 News, the three-step plan aims to transition from a ceasefire to ending the war, including commitments to non-aggression and sanctions relief. This diplomatic move highlights Iran's attempt to engage the U.S. in a broader peace process. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights that Iran's proposal includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz. This move is significant for global oil trade and regional stability. The proposal also involves freezing nuclear enrichment, aiming to ease tensions with the West. On the diplomatic front, Axios reports on Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This ceasefire is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could be a stepping stone for Trump's peace deal with Iran. The move may impact regional diplomacy and Israeli domestic politics. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, Serbia's foreign minister praises the new strategic partnership with Israel. The minister's connection to a Nova survivor and former Hamas hostage adds a personal dimension to the diplomatic relationship. This partnership represents a significant milestone in Serbia-Israel relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports a confrontation between Tenuva and food chains like Shufersal and Rami Levi over rising milk prices. The debate is heating up as Shavuot approaches, impacting consumer prices and corporate strategies. Separately, Walla Business reveals a global report stating that 18% of jobs are at immediate risk. OpenAI's analysis covers over 900 professions, reflecting potential shifts in the job market and technological impacts. And finally, Globes reports Turpaz's acquisition of Phoenix Flavors and Fragrances in New Jersey for $95 million. This marks Turpaz's largest acquisition ever, expanding its footprint in the U.S. market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.